Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Baba Kama Nun Aleph, Baba Kama 51a, pagination is 101, starting from the Mishnah in the middle of the page at the beginning of a line, Masnisin. Bor Shal Shnei Shutfin, a pit, an obstacle that is owned by partners. Over a love harishon velo chiseyu. The first person who owns it walked away. He didn't cover it. He didn't fix the problem. Vahasheni, and now the second one is there, velo chiseyu, and he also didn't fix it. Hasheni chayiv, there's going to be a case where the second one is obligated. As we will see in the Gemara, when the first one entrusted responsibility to the second one. But in a basic case, you have two partners, they're both going to be liable for the damage done by the pit. Jumping to a very practical example, if a bike was owned by partners, and now the bike finds itself knocked over in the public area, if they are both aware of the problem, then they are both responsible to take care of it, and if they don't, there's going to be liability. If only one of them knows, or if neither of them know about it, how did the object get into the public domain? How did it get knocked over so that it's an obstacle? All of these things need to be considered. On the basic presentation of the Mishnah, a pit of partners, the Gemara wonders, in the conventional sense of a pit, a dug pit, how does it come to be that it's owned by partners? So the Gemara says, Isavira lan k'Rabbi Akiva, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, da'amar barbushu sochayiv, that a person who digs a pit in his own possession, that's called the pit of the Torah. So then it's very easy to have a partnership pit, because the land is owned jointly by the partners. They dig a pit, they both own it, and now they are mafgir, they declare ownerless the area around the pit, such that the pit itself is certainly owned by both of them in partnership, and it's considered an obstacle because the public are allowed to walk right up to the pit and someone can get hurt. That follows, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that literally you could have a pit owned privately by two people. However, can we move beyond that case? Could we find a case where two people own a pit or are responsible for a pit in the public area? And the problem is, ein shliach l'dvar avera. You can't typically have two partners owning a pit if, for example, someone would send somebody else to dig a pit. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. You can't get somebody else to do the avera and have it attributed back to the person who sent. We have a principle. Hashem said not to do this. Some person told you to do it. If you do it, you're liable, not the person who sent you. So the Gemara has a number of suggestions. One is, Dekara hai chamisha v'hai chamisha, that each one contributed some of the digging. Ulani zakin, if you'd be dealing with a case of Nezek, such a concept could work. You have one person dug a pit of 8 tefachim, and then another person added 1 tefach. That's the 9th tefach. And indeed, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Taf Yud, Se'if Yud Gimel, Shneim Chayavim Benizakin, both of them would be liable according to the amount that they dug. A similar suggestion is made towards the bottom of the Amud, one line up. Chofer bar asara, one person digs 10 tfachim, and a second person digs another 10 tfachim. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Sif Yedalid, that both of them will be liable. Another possibility which shows up in the Gemara is Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kigon She'okru Shneyem Chulya Bevasachas, two people lift the shovel with its dirt at the same time. V'shlimo la'asara, and they bring it up to 10 tfachim together. And that would be the case of Shutfis. Let's turn to Amud Beis, and five lines into the wide, we find two dots. Over a lov harishon velo chisehu, if the first person passed by and did not cover it, somehow entrusting it to the second person, asks the Gemara, verishon me'emas mifter, at what point can he indeed absolve himself? Rabba v'Rav Yosef, the Zemachlokes, the Amri Tarvayu, Mishmei de Rabba Barbarchano, Chad Omar Mishemanicho Mishtamish, all he has to do is leave the other one using it, and he becomes absolved. V'chad Omar Mishayimser Lodolyo, and the other one says that when he hands over responsibility, he gives the cover to the other, that's the point that he becomes absolved. We paskin like this second approach, which is that he has to actually give it over. Merely leaving the other person using the item does not mitigate in any way the partnership. It's only when he entrusts it to the other person that he becomes absolved. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.